As we've been talking about rising inflation prints and prices moving higher, and the Fed looking to accelerate their rate hikes this year, interesting to watch mortgage rates continue to climb higher as well. In fact, the 30-year fixed rate for a conforming loan rose 19 basis points to 3.52% earlier this week. That is the highest rate that we've seen since March of 2020, so the highest in this pandemic era. Raising a lot of questions about what it could do for real estate prices as we move forward. And of course, not just real estate in the real world, but also in the metaverse. Big questions around both of those things. And very happy to welcome in real estate guru and Shark Tank host Barbara Corcoran, one of our favorites, back here with us, making this a very happy Wednesday. Barbara, always love chatting. Maybe we'll start in the real world just because I think most of our viewers operate there. But I mean, we've talked about this before. Just because mortgage rates are moving higher doesn't necessarily signal a time to panic for you. A lot of people expected this to happen.
Yeah. But you know what? We saw a reaction to it right away. Was that your question? I didn't even let you finish. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that is the question. Just kind of how this will impact everything.
Yeah. Well, so far, it spooked a number of home buyers because they didn't expect it. They thought that affordability window was going to stay open forever. And even though it went from what it was at 3.3 to 3.5, that's negligible in my book. It did increase loan applications up by 2%. And that's a reaction. The number of people applying up immediately within the week by 2% says, oh, I'm a little bit worried. And I think you see that in the market. But when you actually look at the real estate market, the winter is usually the slowest part of the year. And the number of houses in December always fall every year. I mean, always rise every year. But this particular December, they just went down and the houses got tighter. There are fewer houses for sale and the prices are continuing up. So spook would be the right word. A problem, no. But the real million dollar question that every buyer has is the worst over, or are we going to get surprise after surprise after surprise? And I certainly don't know. Maybe you have an inside track on that.
I mean, you're the one who always gives me my best insights here on the show. But when we talk about supply, that has been kind of the continuing theme of that being so low is kind of support for home prices. Whether you look at some of your favorite markets, including Pittsburgh or Raleigh-Durham, which we talked about, I guess that was 2 years ago now. I mean, how do you see maybe some of those factors abating, depending on which market we're in? Because it does seem like it's a fact across the country.
It is a fact across the country. I mean, some markets always do better than others. Some markets are a little bit worried. But I can't find any pockets where real estate seems to be a problem, where every buyer isn't struggling to find a home and where every seller isn't celebrating. I got how much for that house? Wow, wow, wow. You know. So, no, the market is so strong. And I believe this chit-chat about the mortgage rates going up now, as long as they don't continue up, 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 which everybody's saying they won't, but who knows? I just think we're going to have such a robust market continuing right through the following year, unless something dramatic happens. I can't imagine what. I shouldn't say that. You never know in life, right?
Barbara, let's transition from real estate to real estate in the metaverse. I mean, we've seen these headlines of so many people shelling out cash. I mean, not cash literally, but big bucks to try and capture a part of a metaverse, which I always like to say that it has not really been fully built out. How do how are you looking at the opportunity there?
It's crazy that it's an opportunity. I feel definitely sure that it is. How close we are to it being a big opportunity. And it's just formulating now, you know, we're in the early days, right? But I think it's half hype, and real estate is always half hype and half reality. Real estate is half reality. Do I need it? Do I need a place to live? Do I need a place for my company to operate? But there are really big real estate deals being closed. I was very surprised to read about the deal by tokens.com. They bought, 100 and some odd acres of property in this metaverse, all right, crazy, when they paid $2.5 million. That's real money. That's real money. That's the largest transaction ever. That got, I think, a lot of people's attention and built a lot of confidence. What are they doing with this parcel? That's what I was curious about. Okay, how are they going to make this expenditure make any sense? They're developing into a luxury real estate hub for power brands that want a medium to display their power and their goods. So they're talking about, although there's no leases signed from what I could tell, they're talking about having Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Burberry sell their products there. Now, I don't know if you've ever gone into a virtual store and bought a product on an avatar. Right now, like my avatar, for example, this morning, knowing I was going to talk with you, I went into Vegas City, which is a very successful place. They have 18,000 daily users. You can't say that's not real. That starts to feel really real to me. But when I was in there very early this morning, maybe I was up too early, I only ran into 11 other avatars looking around, hoping to shop, but there's nothing to buy. The potential of this world, I think, comes in when you can actually sell merchandise. And that will happen. I mean, these larger companies already are in selling virtual clothing as NFTs. And so it's about marrying those two pieces. But will it happen? Of course it will. And I'm talking too much, but what's in the way? Okay, do you mind if I just keep talking?
Yeah, keep going. I always love when you talk on the
show. Okay, lock me out when you had enough, okay? But what's in the way, okay? What's in the way is limitations on the hardware. That has to be smaller, lighter. You can't walk around and purchase and try on clothing in your mind's eye with this big thing on your head. That's going to change, of course. And also the lack of technology people to develop this real estate value. Okay. Microsoft, I think, just lost 100 developers to Meta. What's that? The new name, right? Do I have that right? I think it's called Meta now, right? They lost 100. That's a problem. Yeah. Yes. The new Meta. Okay. Yeah, so that's in the way of development. Yeah.
How do you, I guess, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of our viewers know you from Shark Tank and kind of crunching all the numbers for real companies that have real numbers to show here. I mean, I guess, I don't know if there's a warning for maybe some of that. We talked to Gary Vaynerchuk, who, of course, also has his own NFT project here. But I guess there are warnings for maybe even from him saying that some of this is so far down the road. You never know which one of these, which metaverse, since they're kind of a few built out in terms of virtual spaces where people could buy real estate. You never really know which one's going to take off. So I guess, how would you look at, as a Shark Tank expert, how do you kind of look at some of these things to figure out which ones are going to be the ones that stick around and are going to be worth it down the road?
I can't. No one, they might pretend they know. They do not know. I remember when I had Corcoran Group, my brokerage firm I built, we were the first company on the internet selling real estate. I bumped into it by accident. But when we got on there, we tried everything. We had so much garbage up there. The virtual tours, I remember having my customers stuck on a ceiling for a whole week. They couldn't even get down to see the kitchen. Right? We tried everything. We had no idea what was going to work. Did I at that point think, oh, this is going to be the new way real estate is sold? No, it just seemed like an advertising vehicle. And then look how quickly it formulated to the main deal in real estate sales and all purchase of property. The internet, what would we do without it as we know it today? No one sees the form it's going to take. And that's the nature of a new beginning. But that this beginning would give value to people in the commercial sector, I could picture it replacing almost the entire office where you could talk at a water cooler, not a Zoom anymore. That kind of antiquated thing that's going to look old fast, but talk to your other avatar, your coworker at the water cooler, discuss things. Yeah. That's not so far away. So where it will go, no one knows, but will it go? I'm convinced it will go. Absolutely.
Well, next time we have you on, we might have to have you be an avatar. I could be an avatar. We'll see how this all works and everything like that. But obviously a lot of excitement around what could be here. For the here and now, though, I just want to say it's been phenomenal getting to chat with you on the shows over the years, Barbara. It's been great to have you back here for this one, too.
Pleasure here, too.
Thanks again for taking the time. Barbara Corcoran, everybody from Shark Tank there. Appreciate that.